Well, I came, like I said, I was actually looking on the internet one night for depression. I'd actually just typed depression into a search engine, and I'd been dealing with issues of depression. I had just, my second marriage had just broken up, and I went along and I saw Pam Raglan, and I said, I went to high school and junior high with a Pam Raglan, and I clicked on the website and saw her picture and said, wow, that's her. So it was really funny because I just sent a email to her saying, hi, just wanted to, you know, say, hey, this is a great website. And she actually got on the phone and talked to me, and she said, what can I do for you? And she had known the reason why I had gone on the website was to deal with the depression. And so, yeah, I had a background in psychology. I actually had a minor in psychology in college, and I knew enough about it to know that I was, you know, probably close to being clinically depressed. If I actually wasn't clinically depressed, I just didn't want to go through the long, the long process of actually, you know, figuring out why I was depressed. And the program, the program really worked for me because I didn't have to go deep into myself. I knew the reasons why I was depressed. And if you know anything about clinical depression, the feelings of depression aren't necessarily tied to reality. You just feel bad. That just comes out of the blue. And ever since I went through the shifting process, it just went away. The feelings went away. It's been, I don't know how long it's been, it's been over a year, and it's been fantastic. And not only do I not have feelings of depression anymore, they just absolutely went away. But I've actually been able to start on the new life and kind of the life that I always wanted to be. I think when I first talked to Pam, I was a telecommunications technician. I have a degree in comparative literature, yet I was in telecommunications. And I had the wife and the house and the family and the dogs and the cats and the cars, but I was really unfulfilled, and I had really given up my dreams of writing. And I'd always been a writer, and I was only doing some freelance writing. Well, here we are a year later. Not only am I making a living off of writing, but I'm actually becoming somewhat well known. I'm getting heavily into the music scene. I'm going tonight. I'm actually going to see and interview a band, and it's exciting. It's something I always wanted to do, and so it really did. I mean, it really did change my life in so many ways, and it did in a very quiet way. It just all of a sudden, everything was just lifted, just like Pam says.